During the weeks of Advent, we have been quieting ourselves and preparing for Christmas. We remember the humble birth of Jesus in a Bethlehem manger and can feel hopeful anticipation of the promise of the return of Christ. Whenever we profess the Apostles' or Nicene Creed, we proclaim that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. Our Christmas celebration reignites our belief. The story is told again through the proclamation of God's sacred words, the Scriptures. Matthew gives us a family tree in his gospel. Family trees are not very interesting until something is told about the people who are on the branches, especially if they are unsavory characters. Three of the four women named by Matthew in the family tree of Jesus are not exactly the kind of people most of us would be proud to claim our family. Tamar deceived the father-in-law Judah into an incestuous relationship. Rahab was a prostitute. Solomon's mother, Bathsheba, was David's partner in an act of adultery, which was followed by the murder of her husband, Uriah. These skeletons could easily have been kept hidden in the family closet, but Matthew chose to open the door to give us a peek. Why he did this is not clear. The purpose of the entire genealogy is to show that Jesus Christ is the summit of the salvation history which began with the covenant with our father Abraham. Maybe Matthew had in mind the fact that Christ, the Savior, would be known as a friend of tax collectors and sinners, that he himself would declare that he had been sent to the lost sheep of Israel, and that even in his death on the cross, he'd be flanked by two robbers. Jesus was born to save sinners, not just those named on his family tree, but all of us. Through the disobedience of Adam, we were all constituted sinners, but through the loving obedience of Jesus on the cross, we were freed from sin. The family tree of the human race, which began with the sinner Adam, was transformed by the tree of Calvary. We trace our spiritual genealogy back to Christ, the beginning of our salvation history, the beginning of our spiritual journey. Let us joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate the day on which he who is the great and festive day came from the great and endless day of eternity into our own short day of time. Brothers and sisters, we remember the story. The story is that God the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Sanctifier existed before the creation of the world. God inserts Jesus into humanity to be that light to show us the way. And something is to happen to us. So this is just not part of a sterile family gathering. Our faith is alive, and we are called to bring that faith by giving thanks and praise to God for all the good things he has blessed us. Even in those times when there is great uncertainty, great feelings of abandonment and sadness. Going back to our father of Abraham, our father in faith, God did promise to make him the father of many nations, but did not promise that it would be easy. Once again, the story has been told. The story is alive and well. And we continue to make that story by going out into the world, making a difference, being the face of God, welcoming the stranger, being loving and caring, but most of all, paying attention to our own behaviors and how we are to pattern ourselves after the life of the crucified.